We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Miami. Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Sir Carlo Navas, and I have never been happier to start a show since the acquisition of Kyle Lowry. With me today, Heat Twitter President Alf.
You had me muted.
Yeah, you muted yourself.
No, he said the host has muted me. That son of a bitch. We need a
video. Yeah, what the fuck, bro?
We need like an opening video because all of us just awkwardly doing this.
Yeah. We need.
Do the swag surf, Christian.
Fuck you.
Rio's back.
All right, we have Kenny. What up, Kenny?
What's up?
And we have statistician professor photoshopper Christian Hernandez.
Yes. Oh, God. Give him number six. Do not chicken out on this shit.
No, they got to. They have to. They can't. I mean, they have to call Eddie Jones and see if he's okay with it. But other than that.
That's true. That's the respectful thing to do.
Shout out to Florbia for the tier one sub. We love and appreciate that. On a special day like today. Yo, Alf, I don't know about you. You know, not everybody was around for Big 3 Heat Twitter. They don't know the love and adoration that we have for Chalmers. Like, people outside are like, why the fuck are they so happy? And he Twitter's a fucking party today, man.
No, man. Like, Rio was like the embodiment of like the cockiness of like he Twitter, just like undeserved, unwarranted, just going around. Just like Rio was just like, it personified Heat Twitter because it was so many basketball fans that just came to the arena. Like, we had never watched basketball before. We had just started. We had all this undeserved cockiness walking around like, we're a basketball town. And nobody even knew who Alonzo Mourning was. And that was, like, encapsulated in a basketball player in Rio. Like, he was just walking around with his dick out half the time, shooting fucking threes, like, talking shit like he was the man. And, you know, he was just propped up by the big three, but he loved it. He was us. Rio was us. Embodied on a basketball court.
Christian, he was the fan insert.
Oh, dude, I feel like he's like the personification of Heat Twitter. It's like, you know, do a lot of dumb shit and usually get yelled at, typically by other fan bases. Like, I connect with Rio in so many ways. This is such a beautiful day.
We bring in Siobhan. Siobhan, we're just, listen, today's just a happy day.
Heat win!
Did you just skip Kenny altogether? Like, fuck Kenny.
No, I'm just introducing Siobhan. Kenny.
Yeah, Siobhan kind of stole his thunder a little bit. Siobhan,
I'm introducing for the pod audience that's listening to this, that, you know, that voice that just came through. I think I paid you, Brian. I'll double check that in a second. You know, people in chat want him to wear number six. Other people want Joel Anthony. Kenny, when you got the news, what was your reaction?
My reaction was I was in high school again. I was 16 years old again. I was failing all my classes except for PE and English. I was academically ineligible for basketball, but still going to practice. But actually skipping practice because I got invited to the beach. Because fuck it, I'm not going to play anyway. I'll just deal with my consequences later.
Who is this guy?
Hey, listen. Jesus shout out to Coach Wilson. I hope you're doing well, but I kind of hope you're not at the same time. And listen, that's where the Mario Thomas thing brought me back to, so I'm excited.
Bon, so I got the news. I actually wasn't even on Twitter. My friend of the show, Kev Kage, Celtic Twitter, PP correspondent, whatever, texted me just a picture of Rio and just goes, he's back. And I go, what? And I go to Twitter and I literally start jumping up and down saying, no way, no way. I don't know how you feel. I know that you weren't on social media back then, and I don't know how close you were to those big three teams, but I was like, I felt like I was in high school again.
So I was close to the big three teams, and I really, really enjoyed what Mario gave then. I felt like, what was old is now new again. I've been getting worried about like all the surges of really, really young, not for no particular reason, just like being very old woman on my lawn. But it's good to see some of the old heads coming back, and like I want to see dudes get one last shot, but another shot to kind of recapture some of their days. Isaiah's back, fucking Joe Johnson's back in Boston, Rio's back.
Did you guys see the Shane Battier tweet?
What did the Garrison do? Hold on, I gotta check McGarrison's Twitter. McGarrison tweeted out a picture of Dwayne Wade. Hold on.
Stop it. What is happening? Bring Beasley back. Let's just keep it up.
We need Beasley.
Y'all heard who else Isaiah Thomas is already back and is already in COVID protocol.
Yeah, Shane Battier already said, love it, run it back. Like when somebody suggested, why don't you give Shane Battier a call?
What's up? What is happening?
You know what it is? They've made a mockery of it, right? Already with the just sign guys from San Antonio's G League. Like, and I'm not saying make them, but have fun with it. Like, Rio, that shit is fucking fun.
That's fun, right?
He can, listen, I don't know how well he can still play. I don't care if he never makes a fucking shot. I just want to see him in a uniform. G pointed this out earlier. They're in the middle of a road trip. If they get back to Miami and Rio does not suit up in front of the home audience, like I'll be devastated about that. Like,
he gotta play a home game.
Oh, a miscarriage.
I need Rio coming out there just garbage time, even 30 seconds left.
Stardom. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't give a fuck. I just need a standing ovation for Rio. That's what I need in a Miami uniform.
It's gonna go nuts. That's gonna be awesome.
We need that. UD got to get the braids again. He got some shit to navigate around now.
That ain't gonna work.
What do you guys think Birdman is doing? You think he's ready to suit up? We can use a big man.
They need a big. What's Dexter Pittman doing?
Why can't they sign
Bosch? Dexter Pittman doing?
I mean, if we have somebody to hurt, we could be really useful.
Alf makes a good point. We always said he would.
They just need a minimum. They get to sign a guy for every guy in COVID. Just sign Bosch and put him out there.
Pick and pop.
Don't play. No, he can't play.
By the way, did we already bring up that Duncan is in protocols? Duncan is in protocols.
That had to just have happened.
That just happened.
By the way, this is a tweet that Mickey Harrison tweeted out. Just Dwayne on the scores table with him smiling 5 minutes ago.
So. He looks so happy. Look at him. Look at that.
Are those tea leaves? What's going on? What's happening?
He's also, I love he's got the Miami buttons down. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.
Life. You know.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes.
You know what's happening.
A reporter for the AP. Who will not be named, tweeted out, Mario Chalmers, I'm ready. He's on his way to Houston tonight.
I hear he's got some fire suits.
Fucking goosebumps. Like, just fucking goosebumps. What's Joel Anthony doing? Do we want – I'll take the Warden. You know, they need a big.
You got to bring Beasley back.
They need Beasley. That has to be next, right? Beasley's, what is that, the third
You want
stint?
To talk about making shit fun.
maybe like five minutes a game for Earl Barron. Who knows? Let's just have fun with it.
Norris legit is still playing overseas.
Norris,
winning championships every year, no matter what league he's in.
Get some full court press defense.
Do you think James Posey's probably just chilling at Green Street in the Grove? He could probably just drive down the street and go to the arena. Oh no, they're on the road.
Down the road, yeah. They need someone. I mean, PJ apparently drove to his house in Houston from San Antonio. He's like, I'm stuck in San Antonio. Fuck that. That drove to Houston.
League was like a big ass league of fucking like, what's that gym they all go to hoop at during the summer and Hoodie Mello reemerges every time they go.
Chris Brickley. Like,
niggas is all just at the gym, like warming up, getting ready to just hoop again.
It's turned into the Big Three League, is what it's turned into.
Joe Johnson's balling. Somebody in chat says Greg Oden. Give him another chance.
Let's go. I would much if I gotta watch guys.
He's canceled. No, he's canceled. He can't.
Is he?
Yeah. What did he do?
I think some sort of domestic violence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. That's not fun.
Henry Walker, though. Henry Walker.
Fun about that.
Somebody said bring in Zoe. They can't. He has COVID.
What are you doing? Pay attention.
But no, but seriously, if we're gonna watch all these guys we never heard of and who are not NBA level, let's go. Like just. You know, hardwood classics. Let's go.
Jason Williams, where is he?
Fuck it.
But last time he tried to play competitive basketball,
is it Ronnie Cycli like just minutes. DJing somewhere like in Europe?
Dust off Carlos Arroyo, which I believe on Wednesdays he could be seen playing at Olympic Park.
Oh, he's down in Miami running full court.
Oh, for sure.
Ronnie Cycli is at space somewhere.
He's doing the New Year's Eve. They're doing a New Year's Eve party at space. That's going to be the super spreader to end all super spreaders.
Who else?
This 09 again, man.
Are you going to be there too?
You're going? I had tickets. I actually got a refund.
Y'all know Carlos Boozer ready. He's at every Miami Pro-Am with his.
He's spraying his shit on.
Boozer was a bull. Fuck him. No Big Three opponents.
He's Miami's own man. He's wanted to play for the Heat his whole entire career.
People make a great Feels point like here. It. Ray Allen's in great shape.
He's in fantastic shape. He's coaching children.
He's coaching at fucking the Gulliver Prep.
Gulliver. Yeah.
It's just Gulliver.
Yeah.
Gulliver. Oh, there's a Gulliver Prep too.
But someone said Myers Leonard, and I mean,
nah.
No way.
I'm of course not. But what I'm saying is. Like, everybody needs a player right now. They're not even calling Myers.
Big Z. Somebody just said Big Z.
Bring him back.
Fuck it.
Dude, I would be shocked if Big Z's knees still work right now.
Brian said Mike Biceps Bibby.
That dude is built like a fucking tank.
He's good for six fouls.
I mean, he's a center now.
He's good. And that first two going to feel like, you know.
Yeah, but you going to bring him in over Pittman?
Will we give a second standing ovation for Mike Bibby if he gets signed?
Someone said Deion Waiters. Is he not? He's not on the team this year.
Fuck it, bring him too.
No. Nah, he's not on the team.
I don't want him.
You don't want no articles? No. Oh, somebody said Luol Deng.
He's still getting paid by the Lakers.
Luol Deng's still getting paid.
Oh, he's still. That's right. Ryan Anderson.
What is Ryan Anderson doing? He's still.
Ryan Anderson is the sixth highest paid player on the Heat.
So where is he? Bring him back.
Bring his ass in.
Fuck it.
I'm telling you, man.
Maybe not though, because Pat is looking real Mark Cubanish lately.
Someone should Photoshop all these dudes on that one scene in the Avengers when everybody comes back. Just bring them all back.
Jimmy looking exhausted? Rio's like, on your left.
Jimmy's going to scream at Rio so bad, isn't he?
No.
Rio,
Jimmy's
Rio
not a screamer.
Rio's an elder statesman at this point.
Come on. Rio has to scream at KZ. Hammer.
Yes.
Like, KZ going to get it.
But seriously, like, he's gonna play.
He has to.
They have eight guys.
Gabe is out too, right?
Kyle's out. Gabe is out. Kyle didn't travel to Houston.
And Marcus Garrett's out too, as of today.
And Marcus Garrett's out.
And
Rio is going to play. Like,
Rio might play 30 minutes.
Are you gonna have a hamstring injury tomorrow?
Gianni, can you throw a GIF up on the screen?
Yeah.
Can you throw up the Mario Chalmers GIF?
You'd have to send it.
I retweeted it. There's you know which one. I retweeted it.
I think everyone knows. Alf, do you know what's given about the show?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's not the one. I thought it was a different one.
Now I want to know which one you're talking about.
The boob one.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought because
I literally said I retweeted it.
Oh, you did.
Shout out to the audio only audience.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to the audio.
Yeah, I know. You guys are suffering in these moments, but you know that's just more motivation to come back and watch the clip after.
Yeah. So, So that's. I mean, guys, I'm so happy about this. It's just incredible. By the way, this is
from a fan standpoint.
Twitch, are we allowed to do this? No. This is what we used to do on the internet in 2011.
Look at Siobhan.
Hey, Twitter was a gross place, Javon. We were not good people.
Yeah, we weren't analyzing plays and doing shit like that.
We were doing this.
We were photoshopping horse appendages onto people. Okay, maybe.
Listen,
shout out Skinny McGee.
We weren't good people. I'm not saying that, Siobhan. We were animals. We were disgusting human beings.
I wasn't around for that. This is all new.
It was a different time.
My spirit's disturbed.
Yeah, Posey Six says we were yelling about Cobra dicks. We sure were.
Too much.
You know, Big Three. Schmeathan says Big Three was basically Mad Max Fury Road. Listen,
I saw some of it. I wasn't involved with all that extra niche, super inside shit.
We would not be allowed to exist today. That's just, no, it wouldn't, yeah.
I'm so glad I lost that old account. Shout out to my ex-wife.
Saved us so much grief.
Bro, I didn't, like, that would have to, like, just for, like, my professional career, that would have to go back and be wiped. Like, I'd have to hire a firm.
digital forensics.
Yeah, to erase my existence off of the internet.
Didn't you delete an entire account at one point?
Well, yeah, like I said, shout out to Mac's wife.
Wait, put that comment back up really quick. Put that one comment back up.
6,000 followers.
This one?
For the pod audience, they can't read what you just wrote.
read it, Siobhan.
Bob's face is...
Go ahead.
Bond's face has been stuck on fatal error for a minute.
Yeah, no, we're gross. And by the way, I guess for me, Alf, I get like Rio coming back. It's like Siobhan's face looks like Kenny's Wi-Fi just disappointed. Alf, nothing has, and I think you might be the most qualified to talk about this. Nothing to me has, yeah, pretty much, has ever felt that fun in sports. I don't know how the 2001 Hurricanes were for people down here, but like that team was at the perfect time of social media had just started to become what it is. Everyone fucking hated us and we were fucking petty and we had jokes. And
was
Photoshop.
It fun or it was only it was only fun in like mid-June when they won the title. And because you remember 2011 was not fun.
No.
Like I did not watch sports programming for months.
No, but it was fun when we beat the Celtics and the Bulls. Heat in 5 was fun.
Yeah. But it was also just like this. Yeah. It was just like this, like just weight off your shoulder. It was more relief than fun.
Catharsis.
Yeah. And then like you would win. And then all of a sudden now you're just defending the win for fucking 6 months. And then it's back to the playoffs. And then you go down 3-2 to the fucking Celtics. And now you're fighting. Oh my God. Yeah, it felt alive, but it was fucking anxiety inducing like a motherfucker. Like I enjoyed the Justice Winslow at the 5 against the Raptors playoffs more than I did some of those big three playoffs.
No stakes, baby.
Oh my God. Like it just wasn't fun. It was My head palpitations. I was losing hair. Like, no. But yeah,
when they won, it was. No, 27. I mean, Christian, 27 game win streak.
Oh, that was massive. I mean, because what was the all time record? It's like 33 or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
They were close. The 72 Lakers, I think.
Like, I mean, and that's such an almost inconceivable record to like think about. And the fact that they, you know, I mean, it was what, like 2 or 3 straight weeks of nonstop on ESPN coverage every time they played? Like, they probably hated that. That was probably really tough for them.
Heat index. I remember that was heat a
index.
Thing.
That's true. Wasn't the heat index the first team specific page on ESPN?
And there were like 4 game recaps from 4 different angles after every game.
Yes.
Like Heat, Cavs, and you know, well, Cavs, yeah. Heat Cavs is big, but like Heat Kings in like early November had 4 game recaps from like Mike Wallace, Tom Haberstroh, like it was ridiculous.
Those are the days, dude.
But even the 27 game win streak, do you remember
that? Stressful.
Stressful as fuck.
All those games were close. They kept
do you remember
fucking
the
it up.
Fight with the Chicago Bulls fans after that shit? With like that was like a 24-hour just fucking.
Oh wait, wasn't that when the white lady gave the middle finger to Joakim Noah?
I believe so.
That like, was, the
was that the playoffs? I thought that was the win streak.
That was the playoff series when Nazi Muhammad almost caused a world war.
Oh, true. Right.
Even Wade talked about what a relief that shit was when it was over because it was exhausting. It wasn't fun.
It burnt them out. They all left. Well, half of them quit basketball. They're like, fuck this.
I need a break.
Shane and Ray were like, fuck this. We're done. He's gone.
Ray Allen said, if Spo talks about that 5 guys on a string shit, one more Ray said, I'm too old for this Five Guys on the show. Ray said, I got my man. He's right here. His hips move, I move. All right. And if I get beat, you know, somebody should be behind me. Like, Ray was not on that, you know, cover a whole side of the floor. No. Ray was like, let these young motherfuckers do that shit. I ain't doing that shit.
Miami Heat basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Miami Heat tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Which, I mean, at this point, if you haven't bought your tickets to see the rematch of the Jokic Brothers live at home at the FTX Arena, time is running out. Just visit TickPick.com/HeatBeat today to save $10 on your first order of Miami Heat tickets. Once again, that's TickPick.com/HeatBeat to save $10 today on your first order of Miami Heat tickets.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Chalmers is going to hear Spo's like halftime speech. Is going to be like, man, you're still running back the same shit?
He's going to be like, reruns.
Get some new content. Yo,
Birdman looks yoked, man. We need to get him back on the roster. Just fucking throw a bow or something. Look at this dude. looks like a goddamn cartoon character.
Do you have a picture? Send it to me.
I just retweeted it. Tobin just tweeted out a picture again for the podcast audience. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Holy shit. Yeah, this guy can pick and roll.
Yes.
I'm gonna put him on the screen.
Do you know how devastating those fast break screens are gonna be with how big he is? Like, holy crap.
This man is
all right.
What's going on here?
They drug test in the NBA. Yeah,
that's Kevin Knight.
That is anabolic like a motherfucker.
Somebody said Birdman looks like he ate Birdman.
That's not even HGH. That's old school steroids. That's some
that's the good stuff.
That's some late 80s wearing Zubas steroids.
Jesus Christ.
That's what LeBron was on the 16 finals.
No.
Somebody says
they got better shit than that in Hialeah. That's at the mall.
No, North Miami.
Clinics.
Those weird doctors in North Miami.
Pain clinics.
Somebody said South Florida cast says can't wait to see UD yell at Rio again. We need UD Rio minutes. Do it for the fans, Bo.
Listen, just start them.
Do it. Just
start them both.
Just lean all the way in. Damn.
What if he plays well? Will they keep him? If he plays well, I want
to. Okay, no, stop.
Am I going too far?
Yeah, this is where we ruin a fun thing, guys. Come on.
My mind ain't even on like actual basketball.
Oh, me neither. Just I mean, he's probably going to be horrible.
Let me remember some shit.
He'll hit a That's three. Eric Reed's going to hit him with a kaboom, and we're all going to be really happy. And at that point,
and
what else?
He lose by 25.
It's like the Dwayne triple double game. Like, who cares if they lose? That's not what we're here for.
Oh yeah. I forgot that they lost that game.
That was a wild game. Duncan caught a lob that game.
This shit was wild. This white man caught a lob.
You know, this is like a genius move by Pat and Mickey. Like, you know, the Heat are probably going to lose some games coming up here. Jimmy's eventually going to get COVID. Tyler's going to get COVID. Like, we're going to, you know, it's going to be like it's going to be a little downtime.
Have we gone through the names of some of these guys that we signed? They don't even sound real.
Yeah.
Haywood.
Nobody who's gotten signed in the past 2 weeks is a real person.
That's because.
No, you mean Sauce Castillo. Come on.
What is that from?
That's like a Twitter thing, I think.
I figured it was just some jack shit.
What happened?
No, that's like. That's like an old Twitter thing, I think. I think somebody accidentally like auto typed like Nick Stauskas into Sauce Castillo and it just kind of stuck, something like that.
So, I mean, they have a lot. I mean, so Garrett and Duncan in protocol now. So Chalmers, Hero, Butler, Caleb, and Yurt 7 are available. Kyle Guy, Highsmith, that's
guy.
Kyle Guy. Uh-huh. And Holman.
Eric with an A. What the fuck was that, man?
I missed that one.
Who was that? I didn't even know who this Holman person is, and we cover the Heat.
Aaron he was one of those Holman. Those San Antonio.
Yeah.
That dude made $100,000 just for being in the area.
I think they corrected it was 55,000. All these guys are getting at least 55,000.
That's pretty dope.
Wow, holiday. That's the best holiday bonus money.
Bro, for 10 days.
And no tax in Texas.
4-year player at Mississippi State.
I mean, listen. I don't give a fuck what happens at this point. I'm just happy that Rio's here. We may get Rio guarding Steph Curry. That's kind of fun. Maybe that'll probably go really badly, but you know, it'll be fun for the first couple seconds.
It went badly when Rio was still active. They had that whole all
when he had
thing.
His MCL.
LeBron was like, you hit my point guard with three hezzies though. Mm. So good luck to Rio. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave. The Sauce Castillo, apparently it was the teleprompter, the subtitles on the TV didn't know how to handle Nick Stauskas and it wrote Sauce Castillo.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my God.
Who are their next few games? You're talking about Rio, Gar, and Steph. Don't they have like a cute little stretch happening soon?
De'Aaron Fox, right, Steph, they're going to put his ass through the ringer.
Fucking Dame.
Welcome back.
Booker.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, fun. You're right. Those Rockets kids.
Of course.
Steph, Dame.
All these guys that move fast. That's not
DP, yeah. Trae Young. What a guard.
They have the best point guards in the league.
Yo, straight up all the De'Aaron Fox, Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, Chris Paul, Trae Young. That's not fair, man.
All right, guys. I got to be out.
All right. Be easy.
Yeah,
we're kind of done here, guys.
Yeah, wrap it up.
We just wanted to kind of do this real quick to kind of celebrate. I mean, what a fun fucking day that we were all on vacation. We kind of banded together for a quick emergency pod. Anything on the way out? Anything you guys want to see out of him for tomorrow's game, Christian?
In the number six. You heard me. I know you're listening, Miami Heat, number six.
What you got, Kenny?
Honestly, it'll be way more fun if he gets this big ovation from us and does nothing. So I'm looking forward to that.
My content. Just got to make it. Just got to make it to the homestand.
Maybe a little gout shuffle here and there.
If he plays well, that's content too. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. That like Miami isn't just grasping at fun and nostalgia, and maybe they feel like this dude can actually come and just give them something, get in some gaps, hit a three, give me a floater. I don't know. But it's going to be fun either way. Either they do flame out and it looks bad and there's jokes for that, or he plays well and there's fun for that too.
I can't wait for the Bonds breakdown.
I was just thinking, but that was what I was going to say, but I decided not to.
To be honest with you, I mean, we didn't have enough time to prepare it. I thought it'd be funny if we just did a Bonds breakdown of like old big three plays.
I was gonna pull old clips.
I wish we had. I mean, because this kind of came together. Like, I was at my mom's and I was like, okay, I gotta go because like this is like amazing. So I mean, if we had more time, we would have been able to put some. That would have been so fun. Guys, to my wonderful staff that I love like family, happy New Year's to you guys. Enjoy safely tomorrow. Christian, I'll see you at Club Space. Chat,
yes.
I love you. I'll put this on YouTube in the pod feed for everybody. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Mario Chalmers is back, baby!
Yes!
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.